You know when Jimmy Butler says he owes me a championship, no backsies.
He didn't say he owed you a championship.
He kind of did, though. He kind of did. That's how it ended with starting five. I didn't watch the Boston ending part. I watched the Jimmy ending part.
Ah, okay.
And he kind of said that he owes me a championship, so.
Okay, did he say your name?
Well, not me, but I mean,
well,
you know.
You can't claim it.
What do you mean? I'm part of the crew, you know?
Okay, so he said he owes the crew.
He owes the city. He owes the organization a championship.
Oh, okay, so then those are two different things. And
he said both. Job's not done. Very exciting.
Tobin speaks for the people.
Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers beat the Bruins last night, 6-4 on opening night. Sam Bennett.
They're over.
Sam Bennett. Couple goals for Sam Bennett, a goal for Sam Reinhart. Kicked their ass.
Sam got a hat trick.
Yep. Winners last night. You also had Evan Rodriguez, goal. Jonah Gajewicz, goal. And Etu.
He seems to score. It seems he seems to score a lot more than it shows, doesn't it, Evan Rodriguez?
Yeah.
You know, he's always in the mix.
Always in the mix. Always doing things. Antagonist. How about yeah? You know what I mentioned today? How about this mother bleeper on the Boston Bruins?
Oh my goodness, you are on a roll.
How about this mother bleeper on the Boston Bruins?
Yeah.
Who assaulted
him?
And an official on the ice. He was trying to hit Evan Rodriguez.
Yep.
And instead, slash the referee. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Oh, that's an ejection. Every other.
What?
I'll be like, get out.
That guy would be suspended in the NBA for so long.
Draymond got suspended for just chit-chat.
I was like, wait a minute. You can't do that. Listen, I was very scared of today's show because I figured Lee was going to ask a ton of rules. There were a lot of penalties yesterday.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure hitting an official with your stick should be more than 2 minutes. At least five. A double minor? Not even four? Two minutes?
Even if it was an accident. Yeah, that happens in the officiating. No.
I think the guy was just shocked because, hey, man. Guy was sitting there trying to hit Evan Rodriguez. And Evan Rodriguez, he had that Kachuk in him where he was baiting him. Go ahead. Hit me. I dare you. Hit me.
He was.
Swing and a miss.
You think the Panthers are living rent-free?
Dude, rent-free.
Rent-free. All of them.
Rent-free. At this point, the Panthers might as well just go into the Bruins' apartment and drink their milk. Like, that's where they're at right now.
Oh, wow.
Right out of the carton.
Ugh. Wait. Ew. Who drinks milk like that?
People who want to just make a point, this is mine.
Yeah, this is mine.
If Matthew Tkachuk wanted to really make a point, he'd go into Pasternak's apartment, take that milk out of his refrigerator, and drink right from the carton.
Yeah.
That's the next step of disrespect.
If I go into Tobin's refrigerator, what am I drinking? I'm drinking all y'all juice boxes.
Yep.
Juice boxes.
All the juice boxes. I know there's nothing but juice boxes.
Heat. It'll drop their opener, but it was a fun preseason affair. 111-108. No game on Thursday.
Why did you make a big deal about who made a big? Oh, no one. Never mind. It wasn't you.
What, Solana. About what?
Making a big deal about Heat preseason versus opening night for the Panthers.
Oh, what do you mean?
He was just making a big deal. Oh, we got to see this. We got to see that. And Hawk was like, you do realize it's a ring ceremony and this game counts.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Usually he get big TV always. Not last night. Not last night, dude.
I even got ready early so I could watch the ring ceremony.
It was
just really cool.
It was enjoyable yesterday because I just got to fire up my old antenna. Panthers, Channel 9. I think it's 39 down here.
39.
Yeah.
But up in my parts, Channel 9.
Look at that. Where the storm is going? You might
don't
be
say
safer
that. Don't say, don't
you
say
might,
that.
You all might just have the family.
Only one of us has lost power, dude.
And pull a beast and hunker down in the station with the family. Remember those days?
I don't like what you're doing, one. And two, you've lost power.
Yeah, true.
Because of a tree, dude.
It doesn't matter.
A tree.
You guys got you got more cyclones than the Wizard of Oz out there.
That's true. Oh, dangerous.
Hey, those were close. Mm. I thought they were like, they're just in the Everglades right over there. Right down 84. That's where those pictures were taken.
Dolphin Kane says, Tobin, how is the Heat's new scoreboard? It looks great. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. It looks great. It's a game changer. Game changer. Marco's trying to make it some take about the sphere.
The court will be a game changer. Just saying.
I think it will be.
I like the fact that they managed to get bigger and younger. This is not one of those years where you get that what do they call it? That what's the contract where they
two-way.
Not a two-way.
Oh.
A veteran's...
I got you.
What do they call it? The $5 million exception.
Yes.
Where they get the veteran's exception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Heat are famous for bringing two or three guys, you know, where they could do that. But no, they're doing it all with youth. And it looks... And I'm excited to see how these young players... Because guess what? This is years to come. It's not just this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Heat have usually had the three stars where they can just add those veterans and kind of, you know, fill out the rotation like that. Now they've done it with youth. They've done it with size. And I'm like, they checked all the boxes of needs with talent. So I'm excited to see how this is going to turn out.
Yeah, the only vets you really have on the team are Love. And Alec
Which
Burks.
Is fine. Because, you know, Kevin Love for 5 minutes, Hall of Famer. Kevin Love for 6 minutes.
Tired. since you're back, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
It's dangerous out there. Be careful.
Fair
Got
point.
Tornadoes down the street from my house. The trees... hang on, baby. Hang on, trees. They going sideways right out my window. It's mostly cloudy, windy. We got a band of like big drops for like a minute. That was it. But other than that, it's just extremely windy. There's tornadoes popping up everywhere. I would appreciate it if y'all get y'all ass inside and stop trying to get pictures of them because you can't control them. Everybody, please be safe. Get the necessary items to hunker down for a couple of days. And we should be getting the worst of it later on tonight into the morning.
Yep.
So be careful. Pay attention to the weather.
Uh-oh.
And what's going on, because they will be giving you updates every 3 seconds. So you should be fully aware of what's going on. Other than that, that's it. We just, you know, trying to get through this.
We'll take a break.
Tobin, be safe up there in Orlando. That's where the storm's hitting. You know, if you need anything, let me know, brother. I got a little corner for you in here.
That's so sweet.
Are you guys going to have power?
He's here offering you shelter?
We're going to have a house. If that storm hit and blow you like Toto.
I don't like these jokes.
I'm just saying, you live up north.
I mean, you know, you're not that far from me.
Really?
I get to your house in 30 minutes.
It's about, what, 25 miles? 25 miles in a storm is a big difference, dude.
All right. Well, say hello to Toto for me.
Okay. Yeah, you say hi to Dorothy because she's going to be swinging by too with the witch.
You got more tornadic activity than I do right now.
Hey, can I park at the Hard Rock?
Can you park there?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, they like, because.
I don't think they monitor.
The garage?
Right.
Talk about the Lucky Street Garage?
Yeah, yeah, like, well, yeah, they I think be so. Like, yeah, that shouldn't
oh,
be
Oh, just go
right?
over there and then walk home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shouldn't be an issue, right?
You don't have a parking garage in your... oh, sorry.
I think you'd be safe if you did that.
Yeah, right.
But the problem is, everything's open.
That's what I'm saying. So if everything stays open,
starts blowing through there. You know what I mean?
But he's probably avoiding flooding. That's what he's.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be safe.
Yeah. Well, I used to work at Gulfstream, and a storm was hitting, and they're like, "Yeah, dude, if we see one car in this garage, we're towing it." I was like, "All right."
Who said that?
Gulfstream. When I used to work for Gulfstream, they were like, "Hey, if anyone parks your car in there, we will tow them."
That's why I don't bet any time touchdown with them, dude.
Yeah, but here's the deal, though.
It's true.
Hard Rock, if they see the cars in the parking lot, they think that we got people in the casino. They ain't gonna know who's in the casino.
They don't close a casino, do they? It has to be serious for them. Category.
I mean, it's a hotel.
Sure, there's people staying there
with
too.
Generators.
I don't think that Hard Rock's stopping, dude. I think honestly, they're probably licking the chops.
Yeah, hey, true. And you know the light gonna be out the top. We got power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just like be like a beacon for all of South Florida.
All the degenerates. There's one thing you can do.
Take a break. Back after this. Suavemente. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
You know, somebody got to do this.
Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Dolphins.
Go to a party with the Cubans. You can't be out there doing any kind of shuffle or nothing like that. You got to dance like them.
You're talking to me?
Yeah. You know, let me tell you. You know, you always get, like when I go to my Cuban friend's house, I used to go for Thanksgiving. Always get grandma.
They love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not they my love grandma. That.
She's staying put. Ain't nothing moving her.
Is she okay?
I don't know.
Please send her a helicopter to bring her over.
Can we get an update on Graham?
If she's at her current location, she'll be dancing.
I'll check her Facebook. That's usually where I can find her.
Did y'all see that Only in Dave photo?
The dude who strapped his house down.
That's secure. What? Smart.
What? No,
that's why I sent it, because I knew Tobin would be capable of this.
So you gonna strap your house when you get home?
No. I don't have straps that big, but if I did.
Okay, but he strapped it to the grass, though.
No, you would.
The grass is gonna come up.
D would just say, listen, when this is over.
She'll be in the window like this. Shaking her head.
Sometimes people just gotta find something to feel like they've prepared themselves. I don't see anything wrong with it.
What about the tape on the windows? Ever saw that before?
You gotta know what the things are for.
Yeah.
You tape the window, not that it doesn't break, but it doesn't shatter into your house.
Pretty
so good. That's what the tape is for, which is in effect what hurricane glass is. It's, you know, your windshield on your car is shatterproof. That's the whole point of it. So it doesn't shatter and break into your house. So that's what the tape is for.
Gosh, Marcos.
Okay. If you put tape on your window, I'm judging yourself. You. I am judging you for sure.
It won't break. It just will, you know, hopefully the tape will keep everything together so it won't shatter. That's what that's for. In theory.
Well, that's what this guy's doing. In theory.
That's not
well, how come he's the only one to have that theory?
I don't know.
He's the only one with those straps.
You see, no.
Tell you one thing, hey, if that guy's house.
I can tell you right now. Here's what the conversation went. Hey, Bubba, what's that, Fred? You know what we ought to do? We ought to take them straps that we use when we haul heavy loads and put it over the house. It works on a truck. Why, Fred? That sounds like a good idea.
I don't think it's that bad an idea. I think you guys are judging. I don't think it's that bad an idea. I think you guys are being judgy.
Of course.
For those who have no idea, I sent a post on Only in Dave of a man who strapped down his house. Very interesting.
It's like heavy load straps, like you would see on an 18 wheeler.
Bubba and Fred conversation.
Correct. Yeah. That's why.
Although I don't think it'd be Bubba and Fred. I think it's like Papa and Frederico.
Is it what? Was this in Miami though, or did
come on, Mama. Oh, yeah. Come on.
I can tell maybe. You that's Hialeah. If I know what I know, that is specifically Hialeah.
I have seen people on the 826 juggle all day furniture on the back of a pickup, like the Grinch that stole Christmas.
I see a lot. This is like something that is sold, though. This is not like a unique thing this guy has tried. People have done really? This method before.
Show me another picture of somebody else doing.
I can see, literally, Leroy, go down. I'll tell you right now. If you Google strap down house,
there's so many of them actually.
Yeah,
there's so many.
Hold on. I'm doing it right now.
Even a two-story home. This is great.
Someone put 100% Cuban.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody else put more strap secure than most relationships in Miami. Home, I love reading the comments.
Home tie-down straps.
Hurricane. Oh, wow!
Yeah, maybe Bubba's onto something. Papa.
Oh, maybe. They got him. You know what? They got him right after that Slam Wild commercial.
Is your house constantly blown away?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Oh, but at work,
that they were gonna sound like a guitar strings at 10 p.m. today.
Bro, you know what? To be honest with you, they're all certain types of houses, though. It's these modular houses.
Modular houses.
You know what a modular house is?
Nah, not really.
Yeah.
It's like a house where they bring it on the back of a truck and then put it on a.
Oh yeah,
like a wide load house. It doesn't have like a pure foundation.
Yeah, so it's not a trailer park where you can put it on wheels and drive away. But it's they put it on the back of a truck and then they kind of piece it together.
It's mostly for the roof, though, isn't that what that's for? That's not. It's not the, no, the idea is not the whole house. The whole house isn't going to blow away. I think it's so you can keep your roof there.
Oh, why house one, dude? Right. Did I told you about my grandmother's house was full brick?
Yeah, if there's
that was two blocks away.
If there's you know, obviously there's storm surge, but I think that the whole point of that is not for your house to not flow away. I think it's hoping that your house doesn't get the roof doesn't blow away. I tell you, it's not that crazy.
He likes it. He's on
Tobin
onto something there. Huh?
There's literally a prepare for your hurricane with rope. There's a whole thing on this, a whole website.
Who's dumb now, huh? Gotta have a game plan other than Kalen DeBoer, who's out here losing to Vanderbilt. Laugh if you want.
Hey, I just be dumb then. I'm going to just say I'll take the L.
Take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM, final segment of the show. If you missed any of it, you can get the podcast on the Odyssey app.
Minus an hour in the Leroy.
What's that?
Minus an hour of Leroy.
More like an hour and a half for Cleveland.
I couldn't even do my Cleveland hit.
Crazy.
Oh, wow.
FPNL costing me money.
Damn, dude. Bastards. We told you guys we're going to be doing a best of tomorrow, so no show tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be back Friday.
Yes, sir. Football Friday, even though it's a bye week.
It's a hate watching Friday.
Yeah.
It's a hate watching on everybody Friday. Petty watching Friday. Yeah. So that's our plan.
Yep.
Sit here.
I need everybody to be safe, though. I don't want to hear about no knuckleheads. I know down here when the rain and flood, the rednecks go out on the four-wheelers with the wave boards and pull each other around.
Sure do.
Kayaks.
Yeah.
That's just good fun.
We don't need none of that. Be safe.
Well, I mean, unless you've got experience in it.
Oh, okay. This sounds like a guy who's going to be out there.
Yeah.
What?
It's okay, man. Just be safe. Avoid those down power lines as well. You know,
right.
That's something that usually gets people. And be nice to each other, all right? You know, if for some reason anyone needs to get some gas.
Yeah, don't act like Pasternak out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, dude?
Jerks.
Acting like a real Bruin.
We get it. Don't try to Bruin our weekend. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I'll give it a point.
All right.
Just kidding.
Okay.
In the words of Marcos.
Right after saying be nice.
In the words of Marcos. Nope. Somebody said Leroy uses big shoulder pads as shutters.
That's true.
Wow.
I'm like, that hurt. That got down in there.
I just think
crying the fields.
Yeah,
Leroy's driveway is so long. The rain is like, never mind. Just forget it, dude.
Menu 631 says Tobin's going to be saving iguanas. What does happen to the iguanas?
Yeah, like during the cold.
Well, all the animals, for some reason, animals survive.
Yeah. Do they burro?
Is that what they do? The houses that get damaged.
What happens to iguanas?
They go in the trees.
During hurricanes.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, that's the worst.
And they hang on for life.
That's the worst.
I think that is what they do. I think they burro. I think that's what they do.
Washed out to the sea.
Yeah, I think they burro. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Iguanas do burrow.
That's what they do in the winter when you don't see none of them?
No. In the winter when they get frozen, those there in the trees, if there's no dangerous wind in the trees. But I'm pretty sure they probably go underground.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. That's like a big thing. Like, they've taken out like power grids because iguanas go underground. Not just in hurricanes, but that's like normally that's what they do for habitats. Yeah. I'm making stuff up, Leroy.
They're not called chicken of the underground. They're called chicken of the trees.
True. All right, guy.
Well, right now the trees are just not safe.
I mean, the leaves aren't. The trees. Keep in mind, in Florida, trees don't blow down that easily.
A lot of frozen iguana talk, but I want to know what happens during the hurricanes here. Float away. I've gotten that. They float away. That sucks.
Birds migrate away. No practice for fig.
Target practice.
I don't like the birds are very ominous. They're sitting there. They're like clucking. They're like. Yeah.
Except for the ibis.
Danger.
The ibis stays strong.
Last one to leave.
Lizard people.
Last one to leave.
Last one to leave. Maybe.
I think they just being lazy.
Oh, here's Solana. Solana's here for the.
Look who.
Look at this. Look at him, huh?
Go to sun.
To brave the elements.
Was it?
It looks sunny by you, Tobin.
Didn't think so. It's not raining. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's partly cloudy.
Yeah, a little wind.
I'll tell you the one thing I do enjoy with these.
There's
storms.
A lot of wind here.
No school traffic.
Oh, that's no good. School traffic. That's the good stuff.
No school traffic is good.
Really good. Really, really good.
Not as good as Kal-El Ware, though. Or Pella Larson.
I don't know, dude. No school traffic's pretty good. But yeah. Pella Larson. Totally good.
It's preseason. No traffic is better.
I don't know.
It was really good, dude.
I'm not sure.
Pella Larson also really good.
Three blocks, one possession.
Yeah.
And... like Tony Fiorentino said, soft hands, Eric. Kept it in bounds.
Please don't say Tony around me. Nervous.
Hey, can we...
Nobody
can
calls
we
him Grandma, Anthony Fiorentino.
Can we get Grams out of the house?
I don't know. The only way I can get in contact with my grandma is if I message her on Facebook, so...
Really?
She doesn't have a phone?
No, she has a phone. She just has no time for me, dude.
I wouldn't have time for you either.
That's fair. No one has time.
I'm actually really worried for
you. Yeah.
Nothing I can do, man. She's made her choice.
Is somebody? Could you lie and say somebody she likes is at the improv this week?
Yeah.
Is she a big Dion Cole fan?
I don't know. If Walter Metcalfe called her and said, hey, even though I'm dead, please leave. That'd be the only way that she would leave her house.
But do you know, like, Tony Fiorentino always appreciated when Hassan Whiteside kept a block in bounds and noted the soft hands to keep it. Inbounds. There's a little intricacies of that with Coach. He always lets you know. And Kal-El Ware did that yesterday.
Oh, once. Every other one. He was like,
well, I know. Yeah.
I thought we were talking about Graham.
But when you got four blocks, some of them you got to swat to the seats. It just feels good.
It does feel good. It does.
Well, the swat to the stands is to make a point.
Right.
Not in my house.
Point
not
made.
In my
you house. Keep it in bounds. Oh, that was good. And we got the Spo travel call, which made me happy.
Which he says he doesn't do.
Apparently never does.
He looked us right in the face.
What is that, a meme?
Yeah.
That's what you do on the court, dude. What are you talking about? Is it a meme?
What are you talking? I'm like, you're violent with the travel calls, Spo.
Yep.
Do you think he remembered you guys? He was doing it last night.
Oh he will, because I'm going to bring it up if ever I see him again. Do the hustle. Yes.
Yep.
My favorite is then sometimes fingers. he skips and runs into front
dude,
of the
he was literally last night and this was
at
this
half
is
court.
He was almost on at like he was almost on the other side of the court. Like they were trying to run the play and Spo was like ready to have a backcourt violation with how much he was into the heat. They almost had 6-on-5. That's how much Spo was over there.
He just...
I was like,
says, and if you ask him, he goes, "What? I can't recall.
I don't recall that. I don't know what you guys are talking about." But I'm telling you, dude, he did go Kalel Ware 3 for the tie. No good, but I appreciate the onions.
Yeah, that was good. The
got a good look, though.
Nice. You know, again, these threes that are coming out, man, more fluid. Kalel Ware.
Dayson said Spo was smiling. Sweet. He probably remembered the interview when he started doing it.
Yeah, you can't tell. He can remember a play from 2002. He knows that he remembers doing that.
Wait, but sometimes he gives you the little one. Like, hey, God. Yeah.
Gives you the fingers.
Fingers, and then right? It escalates.
Depends on what part of the game it is, but I'm telling
you. Or whether it's a repeat offender.
Exactly.
Like once you get to the second or third time, oh, it's violent.
He's tired of the nonsense from the officials. But yesterday, oh, he was getting after it yesterday. Make no mistake about it.
Oh, you got video.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
You can't miss that. He is smiling.
He's smiling. He knows.
He remembers.
He knows. He knows.
He did that just for you.
All right. That's it. Next time you ask him a question, just don't even say anything. Just look at him and just start. Just start calling travel. He knows, dude.
You know, he goes, you guys noticed that? I'm like, yeah, more than the basketball game.
Sorry. Yeah, Spo, we're the silly show. We don't.
That's kind of what we do.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. Everybody be safe.
Be safe. Please be safe.
And we will hopefully talk to you rascals on Friday.
Whatever you say, Aaron. Punting.
Jalen Waddle hasn't had a touchdown in 8 months.
Jalen Waddle's on an 8-month touchdown fast.
Villanova, all your leads. Villanova.
Hope you mother have a good day.